Hello everyone, welcome to Paradigm Shifters. Paradigm Shifters are people that are really pushing the edge, the envelope of our evolution these days, our ability to handle life as a human species. And oh boy, we want to talk to inventors and people who are not afraid to make this difference and having certain amounts of success with it. And today we have someone who is very like that. This is Brian David Anderson of the Tri Vortex Company. Well, what I want to talk to you about, we've talked before, and I love it. You talk about the chargers that you create and so on, that everything you work on as an inventor has a lot to do with helping us move our energy to give it optimal effect in our healing and our ability to become and so on. That's a very simplistic way of putting it. Would you put it that way? Is that your editorial policy?
Yes, that's very good.
Okay. Well, and I want to say to people at home, Brian is doing an awful lot of wildly electronic and experimental inventive things, but also having some tremendous success with, for example, stimulating stem cells. And I've asked Brian to please explain what that is all about, because we all hear about stem cells these days. Tell us what's going on with those.
Well, just a basic review about stem cells and what they are. They are come out of actually the bones of our body.
Okay.
Specifically, two areas are a saturation they come out of, and that's the hip bone and also the tibia, or what's known also as the shin bone.
Okay.
And so we have a tremendous amount of those come out. And
that surprises me, the shin bone. That's more important than we would have even thought, probably.
Well, it's a long, real long bone. It's one of the longest bones in the body. So, and it's right near the surface, so it gets a lot of. I feel that probably just strategically, it makes a lot of sense that it's there,
and
for circulation, everything. And so, when the stem cell, when these cells come out of this bone marrow, the what is called the DNA of the cell is partially turned off.
Oh.
And that is very crucial, because now this gets really metaphysical. Is this now cell floats around the body, and so the most important thing to do with stem cells is, first off, you have to be properly hydrated so that you can always then produce that stem cell in the bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
It releases it into the circulation system. Its DNA is turned off. And now it floats around and it wants to be turned on. And the way I think that it gets turned on is that the moving liquid in the body creates electromagnetic fields. They already know this, that moving liquid creates an electromagnetic field. So our bodies are nothing but huge generators of electromagnetic fields. And so then the stem cell comes near a organ part that needs to have a new cell put in it, and the lymphatic system first off has to take that dead cell away. There again, hydration is very important. And then the stem cell has to turn on and then become that body part. And
but
so
wait a sec, you said it turns off the DNA at some point. Does it have to turn the DNA back on?
That's what I said, is that the DNA is partially turned off.
Mm-hmm.
Now the stem cell is near whatever organ, it may be a liver or maybe stomach or whatever. And then the body, I think, turns it on with the electromagnetic fields.
Okay.
And so it gets close to the area, then it turns itself on. Now, the most important thing, though, is that dead cell has to be also gone. It has to be flushed out.
Mm-hmm.
And now have a replacement of the stem cell with this DNA turned on.
Mm.
And that's basically the way that we regenerate. And after the age of 30, we basically, then it starts to decline, at least now in this era of humanity. I think probably earlier it may have been, depending on the age that it was, if it was, 3,000 years ago, they may have gone on a little bit longer. But for right now, in our era, is around the age of 30, then it starts to decline.
Uh-huh.
Where you have this process. So it's a two-part process. Number one, you have to have the right, correct type of bone marrow and always the correct nutrition, hydration, that type of thing to get the stem cell out. And then the stem cell then has to turn itself on, which requires electromagnetic field. So it's a two-part thing. So you may produce a lot of stem cells. You have all these oodles of stem cells, but your electromagnetic fields aren't strong enough to turn it on. So it's a.
But tell me, is that why some people who have stem cell in the medical format, stem cell surgery or whatever it's called, find it really fails? It's because they don't have the electromagnetic ability?
Yeah, that's where, again, my business partner is a medical doctor, and he took a course in stem cell therapies. And the way it worked out is that you went into the course, and then if you went into stem cell therapy, then you had to then pay this company $140,000 to use their techniques. And so my business partner just did the thing. He never went into the stem cells, so he got like a real crash course on stem cells, and then he related that to me. And so then we met with one of the top stem cell doctors in Florida, and we were sitting in there in the lobby, and these patients were sitting there, and they were talking about their various Lear jets that they were flying.
Wow.
So that's where, again, it was a high class joint, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went in and talked to this guy, and I said, well, what do you do for hydration before and afterwards? And the doctor didn't even reply. He just looked at me like, you know.
Like you're a nutcase.
What are you? Yeah, you're what do you know? I mean, first off, the question probably never been posed to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, again, the failure rate, though, of most stem cells, and including this guy, I mean, these people are paying all these thousands of dollars, and it only has about a 10% success, 90% failure rate.
Hmm.
And now they may have gotten, this is now going on almost 7-8 years ago that we talked to the stem cell guy. Mm-hmm. They may have gotten a little bit better, but from the experience that I had of people that have come to me, they've done these, like the one lady, she was a golfer, and she was always gripping things, and so she started getting this real pain around her thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
And she went and had $10,000 per thumb
wow.
of stem cell injections, and they didn't work at all. And I did my little thing, and in two sessions, most of the pain was gone.
Well, now, let me ask you this. This is coming from a fairly naive place, but one of the things I was told is in stem cell, in the regular medical system, the stem cells that they stick into a person's body aren't necessarily all good. Some are old, some are tired, some are this or some are that, and they had not delineated. Last I heard, they had not delineated the difference. They had not figured it out. Is that true?
Well, that's basically how they harvest stem cells. There's two ways you to get it from the body itself, mm-hmm. which I do not do in my center at all. I do not do any type of harvesting of the cells themselves and remove them from the body. And there's two ways you do it: through the fat of the body. You take a sample of fat, then you put it in a centrifuge, and you separate the stem cells by spinning it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other way is to do it by blood. And so then you remove blood and spin it that way. So it's either fat or blood, and just depends upon what doctor you go to, which technique they use, either the fat or the blood.
But isn't it so that in both sides, then you would want to know what the electrical flow is going on in there? Isn't that what your addition to it all is?
Well, yeah, that, what I do is to do some stimulation, but, you know, getting back here to the actual way that traditional now medicine is doing it is they centrifuge the stem cells and then they inject them back in.
Okay.
And, again, they're basically crossing their fingers. They don't know if the DNA is going to turn on or not, and that's why they have so much failure rate, is they may have a really healthy stem cell. They have great stem cells, but they put it back into the body, and they haven't addressed the hydration issues. They haven't addressed the nutrition issues, stress issues, all different type of issues. And so the DNA then is never turned on.
Hmm.
And that's why they have such a high failure rate. One of the downsides also of stem cells is they also have to give you some pre-drugs. A lot of times pre-drugs have to be done for some stem cell, most stem cell procedures. And by doing so, then that there's contraindications to the drugs.
Hmm.
So, and sometimes the contraindications are worse than what you're trying to cure.
Hmm.
So the whole area of stem cells as traditional right now is still in its infancy, and it's still growing, and it's extremely expensive. Had a gentleman come to me with a lymphoma type of thing in his shoulder, and he went to Mexico, paid $30,000 to have stem cells done down there.
Mm-hmm.
Did not work, and he was about ready then to go back and do another $30,000 worth. And I said, well, for a fraction of that price, why don't you come in and, work with us? And basically then he left with the lymphoma probably around 95% reduced.
Wow.
But we also addressed a lot of other issues. Then there were sleep patterns that he had bad. He had lots of other things going on. There was hydration. There was a lot of stuff, and he was holding grudging-wise. I mean, there's just so many things about, emotional states and your physical state and your hydration that stem cells have to work in. So,
wow. Well, you also mentioned sleep patterns. Was that something that you had to help him with in order to work
with? Yeah, because I emphasize, we so much now our society is that, you sleep your thing away. And I used to feel that same way, but now as I'm turning here, I'm really realizing that the sleep state is extremely, extremely important to our evolvement. And we do a lot of things in that sleep state, and it may not do physically, you're not physically up, but as far as spiritually and emotionally and everything, there's a tremendous lot of processing that's going on there, and it's very, very important.
Hmm.
And so this particular person, he was very much involved in the martial arts. And he bragged that he one day, one of his times, that their big thing was he went 22 days without sleeping.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, now you got lymphoma.
Yeah, really.
do you see a correlation there?
Well, tell me this. Are you able to deal with sleep problems with stem cells?
Not stem cells. Well, for the techniques that I'm doing now, It's addressing those issues, and by addressing the issues, then with the techniques that I do, the stem cells, then in addition to that, also promote sleep patterns.
Oh.
And yeah.
Because
so
they've rebalanced you, because you're rebalanced in your own body mind.
Huh. Right, exactly. So as more stem cells come about, then basically regeneration is going to occur. That was the very first thing, though. On the second day of the session, the individual then actually slept 10 hours in one session, and he hadn't done that in 25 years.
Wow. I bet you he was pleased.
At first he was like, but then I really, emphasized, again, we're here in the West thinking that, we want to promote, this thing that, less sleep and more work and more play and that type of thing. And I pretty much now saying that, sleep is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And the MIT started it up, and what they did is they were working with Alzheimer's people,
mm-hmm.
and they found out that if they did a blinking light or a frequency at 40 clicks a second, so if the frequency was 40 hertz, or they took a light and they blinked it 40 times per second, then the symptoms of the Alzheimer's was relieved in a lot of the individuals.
Wow. Now, what does that mean? Can you explain it?
Yeah. They're basically, again, I heard about this through one of my guys that I work with on my electronics of some of my units. So I have this very special type of program that nobody else has in the world. And what I can do is I can manipulate frequencies.
Okay.
And so where MIT is just dealing with the 40 hertz frequency, they don't deal with phase and they don't deal with the amplitude. And with mine, I can manipulate that. They also, There's very few programs out there that can take a 40 hertz signal, and it has a certain phase and it has a certain volume. Then just the very next wave itself is still 40 hertz, but it has a different wave and it has a different, or it has a different phase and a different volume. Most of your electronics today cannot react fast enough to do one wave at a time. And basically what you can do then is almost create a pyramid if you wanted to in time space. You can create stars, you can create triangles, you can create squares. And so what this program that we have can allows us to do that. We can literally go one little segment at a time and put them all, string them all together. So I was working with a gentleman. He came in with a really bad case of cellulitis, which is a breakdown of the skin, and his blood sugars were really high. And he was almost diabetic, and which is also associated with this breakdown of the skin on individuals that have high blood sugar. And just so happened, though, at the time, though, he couldn't leave his mother at home because she had Alzheimer's.
Oh.
And it was like this serendipitous thing. I had just come up with my own 40 hertz frequencies, and he came in. I started working with my what I call the NOAA unit on his cellulitis.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, as an experiment, I just offered to him free. I said, let's go ahead and try with your mother. And 3 days later, the husband came in and shook my hand and said, thank you for giving my wife back.
Oh, how touching.
Yeah. So,
now, were you surprised? Yeah. Was this new to you?
Well, I mean, I already heard the 40 hertz, but now it was, you know, how good would this be? But only two sessions from everything that I'm reading with MITs, it usually takes almost like a month.
Wow.
For them to do this. And because I have these frequencies that are so precise and saturating, that type of thing, mm-hmm. is that basically what I did then is did a investigation. I did both metaphysical investigators and also traditional investigators. And I came up that I discovered is that the body works between 10 hertz and 110 hertz. And, of course, then 40 hertz sits right in between those two.
Sure.
And so I then came up with a whole plethora of then of frequencies going from 110 to 110 and very specific type of frequencies. And that was also, I did a real emphasis on the 40 hertz with this lady, but she also then had a wide swath of frequencies. And that is shown to be, you know, really, really good. And myself, whenever I listen to these sleep patterns, I'm a little, you know, if I'm a little agitated and I can't sleep, I put those things on and bang.
And what are they really that you put on? Tell me what that looks like.
It's just the headphones. That's
okay.
All I did with this lady. That basically is just, you know, pop on the headphones. I put some infrared lights in her hands. And that's all we did. And now the other gentleman, he also had the headphones. He had we had the what's called the NOAA unit, and working on a cellulitis, and we were doing wraps and everything with him. But just the mother had the main thing. What she had was just the frequencies alone, and that was it.
How
and,
exciting!
Then the same you can watch also a video up on the Trivortex website. It's the very top video on the homepage,
mm-hmm.
and there's a local station here in Palm Springs, California. I'm there for a half-hour program, and the host announcer came in, and he was pretty much in bad shape, and we turned him around, and then
you turned him around on TV.
Well, not on the TV itself, but he came to me. We were talking about doing the segment, and when he came in, he was in really bad shape. You will hear his testimony.
Oh, good.
On the first part of it. So if you go to trivortex.com, very top video, then I also talk about frequencies and that type of thing, and you can see him give his testimony. But now this gentleman I was working with cellulitis, he had a brother. Or has a brother. His name is David. And at the age of 41, this individual had a very severe stroke pretty much left him paralyzed, and now he is about 75-85%. When he came to me, he was 75-85%. You will be able to see his before video, mm-hmm. which is not on when the program finally aired last Monday on the local television station here, but they gave me all the raw footage, and I put together my own version of it, and that's what's up on the website. And what's on the website is I did a video before this individual went on, or before we started doing the sessions, and then did the after video is the interview by this host of the television show. And believe it or not, when you go see this video, yes, that is the same person.
There, wow.
Before and after is very dramatic. And again, there was a whole thing there. What I think that really brought him around, though, was these frequencies that were coming out of the headphones.
Hmm.
So we put them on his head. We put them all over his body.
Tell me about those frequencies. They're adjustable? They're changeable? Or do you have a specific, like, 40?
Yeah, I have a specific pattern that people listen to.
Okay. And you don't shift it according to what's wrong with them or what they're dealing with?
No, because basically what it is, it's kind of like if the frequencies have dropped out, and that's where, again, that they're finding now is these certain frequencies in the body, and then when the individual has any sorts of type of problems with them, then the major thing there is the frequencies drop out. So if you have a certain amount of cancer.
I see. Mm-hmm. Keep talking.
So with Alzheimer's is 40 hertz. With cancer, it may be something else.
Mm-hmm.
So the disease brings about a certain type of frequency dropout, and then it gets into a syndrome, because then you're into a syndrome, because the frequency drops out, then the disease comes more, and the disease more, it's just like this back, you know, the whole thing. And this also, again, goes back to hydration also,
mm-hmm.
is that really encouraging them, all three of them, there was now two brothers and the mother, of doing proper water hydration.
Okay, and what does that look like? Is that how many, like a gallon a day?
Well, that's basically what it is. If you go up on the Tri-Vortex website again, is mm-hmm. the Tri-Vortex disc that you put all of the water on and that type of thing. It's a disc that goes into a treatment chamber for 24 hours and comes out. It has all these unique characteristics
mm-hmm.
of making the water wetter. And it's also it's featured on that video. That's on the Tri-Vortex website.
I have Tri-Vortex discs, and I love it.
Right.
I put my drinks on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So basically, then, is that hydration is number one. We basically say hydration is very important because it sweeps on so many levels. It keeps the frequencies up in the body. It keeps the stem cells flowing. It keeps those DNA for cells to get turned on. Because, again, moving liquid creates an electromagnetic field. We are nothing but this huge electromagnetic fields. And I think also what's happening is the neuron system, the nervous system, is putting firing into that electromagnetic fields, creating vortexes. The vortexes are chakras and acupuncture points. And so if there's an imbalance anywhere in there, which usually starts off, first off, with dehydration. So if you're not hydrated properly, the moving liquids in the body will not put out a proper type of electromagnetic fields, and hence that will also then a lot of the chemical reactions that need to go on in the body do not occur because the electromagnetic fields are down, and then also the dehydration will then impact how the stem cells are created.
Hmm.
So then another example of this was I have another device it's called the tri-intrasound unit. It's a
what is it called?
Tri-intrasound. You can look that up in the website again under products.
Sure.
And the tri-intrasound unit is a sound device that was developed in Germany in the 1970s. And what I did is I modified it, and I put what's called the tri-vibes. It's a little bit of vitamin pouch that's put up inside of near the sound head of the tri-intrasound unit. Then I put it in my treatment chamber, Now, what happens then is when the sound unit is turned on, it acts as a carrier for the vitamins and nutrients that's in this little bagging area. So the light particles of the vitamins and nutrients are excited. They're picked up by the sound wave, and they're put directly into the body.
Hmm.
This also now, one of the very first times, one of my persons that was a distributor out of Arizona, she bought one of these from me. She was working with a diabetic. And the diabetic then was scheduled to have their leg amputated.
Oh, my.
And this little triantrasound unit then with the tri-vibes built inside of it, she put it on there 3 times a day. Turned out this person was a neighbor and also a client. And she put it on there, and one of the very first things happened is with diabetics, it's called the blood sugar levels. And blood sugar levels were in the 300s, which is very, very high for blood sugar. And you want it more in the 70s, 80s, 90s, at least under 100. And one of the very first things happened was the blood sugars balanced. They went back to under 100.
Wow.
And then the next thing that happened was that the leg started healing itself, and 1 month later, that leg was totally back to normal.
Oh, my gosh, what a great story, hey?
So that was then the whole how I started out, that was totally unexpected. That just blasted me away. It was like, oh, my God. And it took me like 3 or 4 months to try to figure out what's going on. And then finally then I started, became aware of what stem cells are and what's going on. And the only thing that I can conclude then is what I was doing with the sound unit, because he was on the shin bone. Remember what we said about shin bones?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now basically it was on the shin bone that she was putting this on. So what was happening is the stem cell was getting stimulated and coming out of the bone marrow, but it was automatically turning on the DNA.
Wow.
So it was just right there in the leg, boom, boom, boom.
So that was a bit of serendipity for you, but boy, what a learning curve, eh?
Yeah. So then I have all these frequencies that I'm now also working on at the same time with this special program. And thought, well, what if I were to put these frequencies coming out of a computer and then a stereo amplifier, and I just the positive poles. Just the positive poles would go on the shin bone, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's going to stimulate the stem cells to come out of the bone marrow, or stem cell energies to come out of there. Now what you do is can we now move that stem cells? Well, because you put a positive charge into them off the amplifier,
okay.
Can you take that, and if you put the negative part of the stereo amplifier, the negative pole, and put it on a target area, such as a hip or heart or head or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
then would you basically move stem cells? Where they're taking blood stem cells out, what we're doing here is stimulating the stem cells in the body itself and then moving them through.
To where there's a deficiency, right?
Right, exactly. So using the positive-negative type of energies to either move the stem cells themselves or the stem cell energies, which means is that here I've stimulated the stem cells in the shin bone, and the body will go into resonance and then start stimulating its own stem cells in another part of the body. So it's either one. I worked with this guy named Dr. Norm Shealy, and we discussed and discussed and discussed. He's a medical doctor.
So he was Carolyn Mace's kind of mentor, wasn't he?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And we discussed many, many times of how to prove that I was actually moving these stem cells, and we just couldn't come up with right now any type of way of proving either stem cells or stem cell energies. But we're getting results now. The state is a drawing in my computer for almost a year, and then I finally put it all together, started working with people, and it was working fabulously. I mean, I have again, if you go up on the website again, go to Stem Cell Stimulator, the little tab that says that,
mm-hmm.
and the very bottom video is a place where I started. It was called Hippocrates Health Institute out of Florida. That's where I started, and then I moved here to California then about a year after I did it there. And so it worked out real well working with people in all different types of conditions with this now what we call the stem cell stimulator. And then it grew, and there was many more other things that came about. And then I developed a device called the Nano Oxygen Accelerator. That's also featured on under the products page.
And talk about that. Because I have another question. Am I understanding correctly that you're saying that it's not the actual cell, but it's the frequencies or resonance of those cells that you are re-stimulating into various organs that are depleted?
Couldn't
Is
be,
that right?
I don't. Well, so I say I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know if it's the actual stem cell themselves that's being moved by attraction, by because if you give the stem cell a positive charge, will it attract itself to the target area? Or is by stimulating one part of the body, will then that cause a resonance wherever you put that negative and start generating stem cells right in the area itself? I don't know. That's why I said we couldn't figure out a way to prove that. There's just not that there is no technique, there is no technology right now to prove whether it's stem cell energies or it's actual stem cells themselves. All we have to do is look at the results, though, and the results are extremely positive.
Exciting, aren't they? So how'd you get so smart? What started you off on all this?
I was a journalist by training. I went to University of Missouri School of Journalism, was a photojournalism major, and I was one of the pioneers of underwater television productions.
Wow,
and
how exciting.
I did television productions all over the world. In 1988, I used to go to the conventions every year for the NAB, was National Association of Broadcasters. And each year they would show this new thing called high-definition TV. This is in the 80s.
Wow.
And I was just in love with high-definition. I thought it was the real future. But it was the 1980s, and high-definition didn't come into play until 2000.
Oh, wow,
and
really?
So basically your high-definition was repressed. It was better back in the 1980s. Actually, the resolution and the quality was better then, and they dumbed it all down for what it is today. And so I was
what
pretty much,
for? Why did they dumb that down? Why did it make them money or
well,
whatever?
Well, because they didn't know there was no equipment. All the equipment was still into the VHS and various standard. They're still using cathode gray tubes.
So they didn't want to lose the markets. Is that right?
True elite would have not made any money. Mm-hmm. So all these upstart companies would have been then the multimillionaires, and they repressed it. So then it allowed them, their controlled companies, to control the growth and then basically, control everything. And so being in underwater video, our competition still was motion picture cameras. And I knew that the only way that for underwater video to really kind of make it is that we had to have better quality, and that quality was high definition. So I pretty much was I got really disillusioned with the whole underwater business and about television and that type of thing. And it's been interesting now. I mean, all the things that I predicted back in the 80s have all come, about now.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
But you're right now, you're stepping around a lot of the regulations to do innovative things, are you not?
Yes and no. If you go up again on the website, if you look at the bottom there, everybody that comes in the thing signs a disclosure form. There is a law that was enacted in 2002. It was the California Alternative Health Care Act. And what they really want in California is that you disclose yourself. That's the major thing that they want, is that every time somebody walks through the door of the Tri-Vortex Institute, I have to tell them, first off, I'm not a physician. Mm-hmm. And everything that I've done has not been approved by any type of state or federal agency.
Mm-hmm.
And they sign a paper to that effect, and that I don't make any claims for diseases.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I say is I want to improve the quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as I don't make any claims, which I don't do, and also I disclose who I am, then basically the state will leave me alone. So.
Hmm. Wow, this is a pretty exciting realm that you're in. I'm so Like, I understand that part that you're explaining about the disclosures, but the actual cutting edge, the frontier you're on, is very exciting. And you know that, right?
Yeah. And that's where, again, it's now. I got out of the underwater business, and that's where it started for me. Is there was a guy by the name of Pat Flanagan.
Oh, I've heard lots about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a thing called crystal energy. And so I drops you put into the water. I used it. I really liked it. It really helped. But there was just something intuitive. I said, there's something wrong with this. I just could tell. And I said, then it was 1989 and 90. I said, well, what I'd like to do is to come up with a device, some sort of technology, where it will structure the water but do it without chemicals and be something very inexpensive. And make the water wetter, and could it be done through some sort of frequency, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my first product was called Multitrans, and then I sold that off to a company, and basically then they went bankrupt. I had to start all over again, and that's where, again, the Trivortex disc came up.
And when you say it makes water wetter, does it make it easier, for example, for me when I use my disc and I put my glass of water on it, does it make it easier for my my personal cellular structure to integrate that water with my whole body fluids?
Yeah, so your absorption level's much higher because, again, it's matched up. And, again, there's also, too, at the bottom, the top of the Trivortex website is the latest half-hour video, and at the bottom of the page is my latest video on water. And it's a 7-minute little thing, and I go through all the critical points of water and what is the most important things about proper water hydration.
Oh, I'm going to learn about that. That's very important. Yeah. I realize that. Wow.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Where is it all heading?
Check out that video.
What about, I'm excited that you've got these videos. Good that you didn't have to go into the video biz, but you put them on your website. That's helpful.
Well, that's where, again, basically, so 88 was the year that sort of broke away, and that's how long now I've been in this. So what, I guess that's now, 40, is that?
88 till now, 30
years.
Almost 40.
Yeah, 31 years been into the business. So
tell me this. I'm going to ask you some specific questions. Are you having any results with, you talked about the Alzheimer lady, but what about emotional difficulties? We've got a lot of depression in this country and probably all over the world. And we have a lot of, meaning people are on pharmaceuticals. It's crazy. I see people killing each other, and I think it's just so much incredible tension. And I'm going, do you see that some of your work is helpful for people under those circumstances?
On the page, the stem cell stimulator page, if you go down to the very first video, her name is Joyce. And she did, she's done about 40 stem cell sessions now. And it was about the 15th session that all of these emotions started coming up.
So
she talks about that. And yes, the
kind of like a PTSD thing, huh?
Yeah, so it brings up all of the stuff that was there. And it took her about 3 or 4 months to process it. So
what's normal? So you would come in to see you, and how many sessions? Do you all have as many sessions as Joyce?
No, it just all depends on every individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, that guy with the lymphoma that didn't have the sleep type of thing, we did 10 sessions with him over 5 days.
Oh, okay. And that, so you can gauge, because you're extremely intuitive, besides being intelligent. Hello.
Okay.
You can gauge, as you begin to talk to them, how long, or do they know in advance that they're going to be doing 10 possibly?
It really depends on everybody coming in. You know, some sciatica stuff can be done very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. So each person is an individual. It's how you, when they come in the door, give them a little bit of assessment. But everybody has the same, no matter what your situation is, and that's why I go somewhat into evaluation. Mm-hmm. But because my procedures, though, pretty much stay the same, is that first off, we go in and we detox the body.
Okay.
And we do that with one of the very primary things is, again, something that happened to myself, and that is I got bit by a brown recluse spider on my elbow.
Oh, my.
And it was pretty bad, and this is now going on 6 years ago that this happened. And my whole arm was massively swollen. There was a hematoma from my wrist all the way down to my armpit.
Wow.
Really deep and, not in good shape. And so I was doing a procedure which called the silver hydrazole. You spray silver hydrazole spray, and then you put some gel on top of that, and it's supposed to help get in and do the infection, but it wasn't working. So I then put some ozonated oil on it, some ozonated olive oil on it.
Okay.
And that didn't work either. So then I did it where I did the whole thing over again, and then I put gauze on top of it, and that didn't work. So finally now, my arm is in really, really bad shape, and I'm going to give this thing one more time before going to the emergency room. And the only thing they could do at the emergency room was cut me down and give me penicillin. That's
yeah, it, for sure, right.
Antibiotics, and which would not really done anything about it. I mean, you know. And so then I was so tired. It was 11 o'clock at night.
And suffering, right?
Yeah, and so I didn't want to get the sheets all with all the stuff that I'm putting on my arm. So I thought, and with the gauze, it would leak through. I thought, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some cling wrap or cellophane. And I just wrapped my arm in cellophane. And so now it's around midnight, and my arm, where the hematoma was, is as if somebody had a blowtorch with the flame and going on my arm. I mean, it was one of the most excruciating pain I've had ever in my life. Okay, I'm just going to leave it there, though, because it's doing something. I could feel it, crunching around and doing all the stuff and everything else like that. And so I took off the wrap then about 3 o'clock in the morning, and the hematoma was totally gone.
Wow.
And the swelling had gone down like 85%. So that was, again, what was happening is that the cellophane was trapping the oils and the silver was then now getting pushed into the toxins, and that's what all the pain was about, is he had all the silver interacting with the toxins.
Wow.
And so that, what I also then is I got bit again.
Oh my gosh.
On my calf by a black widow. And
was this to make sure you didn't finish off the experiment too soon?
That's basically what happened there, too, is then what I did. Also, too, is that back up here about the brown recluse spider.
Okay.
Because I left out a real major part. At the same time that I had the brown recluse spider, I also then had plantar fasciitis, which is a condition of your foot.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And we had moved houses, and there was these stone steps, and I went up and down moving in the house with these sandals on, and I basically just destroyed my one foot. And the muscles and everything are all, I got, lots of toxins in there and everything. Thought, well, if it works on my bite here, will it work on my feet? So I wrapped up my feet, and one of the things also that was left over on my brown recluse spider bite was a thing called a hygroma, which is a water pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And generally those water pockets never go away with animals and humans. Is that that water pocket will just stay there the rest of your life.
Wow.
Kind of a reminder type of thing. And so I had this hygroma on my elbow, and it was really, really inhibited my basketball playing.
I bet.
And so then now go after this plantar fasciitis, and something very interesting happened, is that when I wrapped it all up, just around from the ankle, around the back to the Achilles, and around the ankle itself, is that I
And that's with cling wrap, right? You're just wrapping it with...
Yeah, with my those oils. I did it with the spray again and with the oils and wrapped it all up. And I got these massive blisters right around the ankle area, just in the ankle. I wrapped my whole foot.
Wow.
But just around from ankle bone to around to the other ankle bone, on both sides and all across the Achilles muscle there, or tendon, is that I had these massive, massive things come up. And for the first time, you know, and it was like you just, they would bubble up, and you touch them, and they, it was really bad. I had to wear a sandal just because I couldn't wear any socks. And lo and behold, after the first session, it was due about 3 or 4 days where it just did this massive thing like this, and half my hygroma was gone.
Wow.
So then I came back and did it again 10 days later, and nothing happened. Came back and did it a third time about a week later, and this time it really took off. I mean, it was just massive, massive, massive. And now the hygroma on my elbow is gone.
Wow.
So that led to the cling wrap protocol. So now when everybody comes into the Tri-Vortex Institute, we put we do this cling wrap protocol type of thing on people's feet, and it's been really interesting now over the years to watch everybody what they do. And it's sort of gauge what we can know is that when a person comes in and it stays on for about an hour and then we take it off, if it's real dry, then basically we can say, okay, they don't have that many toxins in their body. But when the other times we can also gauge is how much perspiration or how wet the cling wrap is when we take it off. And it's amazing. Like a lot of cancer people come in and they'll be just soaked.
Wow.
Just soaked in water because we pulled all this water out. Other people, when it's like a sciatica type of issue, they don't have that much toxins in their body. It's more of a tension type of thing, then they don't have that much. So it's always a good gauge. But again, we first start that detox and get the detox going.
Wow.
And we have some other procedures that we do there to do detox. And then we put them on the stem cell stimulator table. And then when we're done there, we could send them home with this tri-ultrasound, you know, the NOAA, the disc, the tri-vibes, various things. So once we're done, it's not just where you come in, do your thing, and leave. We also have a lot of tools available for at a very reasonable price that can continue things on. So I do have like a lady that came in, and she was an artist, and she used a hammer and chisel for years and just ripped her neck out. Her neck bone was... were pretty much taken out, and she also then started playing volleyball. And between the two things, she just took her neck issues were really, really bad. And she's up on the video also. It's Laura's Journey to Balance. Her video's there, and it shows what she can do motion-wise before and then afterwards.
Wow.
But the most key thing there is she took these tools home, but then once every 6 months, she comes back and she gets a little bit of tune-up on the actual tables themselves and that type of thing. We do the detox and we do various things. And so she does these tune-ups every 6 months.
This is exciting. Now, we're out of time, but I'm not out of questions, so we'll have to talk again, Brian. But one of the final questions I want to ask you, any tooth stories? And we don't really have time to get into them.
I believe I have it on the website, but if people want to, they can send me a thing. But I actually reversed a cavity of mine. I have pictures of it. I have a picture of the cavity before, and then my dentist have now been, I went through two different dentists, but they've been tracking it. And you can really see now that at first the enamel was real soft and it was a cavity. And then I reversed that, turned it back to hard. And now slowly the enamel is being closing up on the tooth itself.
Wow, you've got my attention. Well, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I hope you've gained as much as I have with this little short time with Brian David Anderson, who's Tri-Vortex Wizard. Would you call yourself a wizard?
Well, that's what a lot of people do. But call me for dinner, and that's mostly it.
Brian, thank you so much for being so such a contributor on this planet. Thank you.
No, thank you very much.
Alrighty. Many blessings. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.